Ridge subdivision amended condition.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval. Final approval for 188 lots was granted December 17th of 2008. A condition of approval 9 stated that amenities, including the clubhouse, swimming pool, shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The developer sent a letter requesting that that condition be amended to change the 2 years to prior to issuance before the 50th building permit. His letter stated that there were concerns about the current housing market and that 2 years might not be enough time to sell enough units to support the construction of amenities. And then yesterday we received an additional follow-up letter from Mr. Wilkinson. I passed that down. He went into a little bit more detail than the previous letter.
Is that a condition imposed by commission, right?
It was a straight subdivision, yeah.
Oh, subdivision, yes. Okay. I think I was thinking about the one at Hudson Rig condos.
Yeah, that was a condition.
This is Stokely Road. Is this down there by north and east of Indian Mission?
Cool Spring Road,
yeah, I'm sorry. South of Stokely Road on Cool Spring Road.
Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
I think this is an issue that the commission has been struggling with for some time, and I know that in a recent subdivision approval, I had made the change to 3 years to have all the amenities built as proposed, and out of recognition to the economy and the slowing and the real estate sales, and I think it's certainly an issue that the commission needs to take under advisement, given the financial impact on the developments that are occurring out there. And I'm aware of at least two projects that were sheriff sale yesterday, as well as one that we had last month. So, this is my concern is certainly for the viability of these projects, but at the same time, being mindful that people are buying into them with expectations. Now, in this case, I presume this is a project that hasn't gotten off the ground yet. So, there's not an issue of fairness to people who've already built, in a subdivision. But going forward, certainly, I would be amenable to looking at changing or reconsidering some of those conditions that we impose. Now, whether it's something that's, I know that the time factor is something that we at the commission have utilized because it's easier to track, the 2 years from the date of the first residential building permit. But if there's another method or mechanism that staff can suggest, I would be amenable to considering that.
Well, I'd agree with your statements, especially in view of the fact that there's no, there are no people living there now. I think that's been the sticking point. The hang-up for us has been, what do you tell the people who have already laid their money down, with the expectation that things were going to be done within a certain time? And I think all of us felt some obligation to those folks. In a case where they haven't gotten started yet, I think we could certainly come up with some other, something different. I understand what he's saying about 2 years in this market.
Is it difficult to chart the building permits? I mean, building permits is issued. I mean, is that difficult?
Well, once you get a subdivision, it's more difficult because all of a sudden you've got individual parcel numbers for each one, so you've got to track it. A conditional use for like multifamily project or condo is easier because it's all one parcel number and you can see the numbers real quick because they come right up. It's not that, it can be done. It's not that difficult. When we did we've been looking at projects to see what their status is, and I went out and looked at one project. All the amenities are in. There's three sample houses. There's not been one single lot sale. And I mean, here they went ahead and did everything up front because they figured they would, it was a location that should have been prime.
Right.
They've had no lot sales. Now it's closed down.
And we've asked them to do that too. I mean,
It's a nice little project too.
Yeah.
Well, you're not only hurting the developer, you're hurting the people that do build in there eventually. If there's only four or five houses, their HOA fees are going to have to help maintain.
That's the argument, one of the arguments we've been getting ever since we acted on the Peninsula project, and even though we gave them 2 years to start and 3.5 years to be completed, we're still getting letters from the people in there. They're concerned that they're going to end up having to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So that's Mike's point well taken.
Yeah.
Telling you what's the magic number. In this case, you got a 188-lot project, and they're talking about the 50. That's 25%.
That's not too bad. I mean, I think it's reasonable.
Because you had to figure through that. They got to be able to support the amenities that are being built, if it's a pool and a tennis court or something of that nature. A bad example would be years ago when the interstate land sales were in effect. There was a subdivision near Williamsville that they were promoting it to have the pool and the tennis courts. And they sold a couple lots, and the first or second buyer wanted to know where the pool and tennis court was. And the federal regulations made them put them in. And then a year or two later, you see grass coming up in the cracks of the tennis court and the swimming pool, and nobody's using it because there wasn't enough people to make use of it, and it basically deteriorated.
Understand. So.
Maybe the number is better than the time. Right now, it would be probably.
I think this one's reasonable, Mr. Johnson. I mean, and it might be good for it to be a subject of further discussion at another meeting as to what to do in general, so that these guys don't have to keep coming back.
Can you guys monitor that?
What, the lots?
Yeah.
No, we can monitor it, just take more time.
Which is, this is a question that comes up. Is it better for certificates of occupancy or building permits? Is it better for?
Me, it's easier for building permits.
Okay, that's what I'll make sure we have.
Go certificate of occupancy, it might be a year or a year and a half after you get a permit.
Okay.
So
I just knew that you all had a preference. I couldn't remember what
that building permits are a preference to me. Once they've obtained a permit, they've committed themselves to build it, so it's typically going to happen.
That's fair enough, yeah.
So it is something that's, even though it might involve more staff time, is enforceable or trackable?
Yeah, it's trackable. And again, it's easier with building permits than certificates of occupancy. Because there for a while we were using certificates of occupancy, it was difficult.
Pull
each one to verify.
Yeah.
And I guess that then it would be up to whoever's developing that project to convey that information to the landowners as they buy and build it. You know, there's these amenities might be a while before they're built.
Right. I think just going forward too, for the commission, it might be worthwhile to most of these deadlines are created by the developers. I mean, they're presenting that. If you look in the records to all these, this is what we want as a proposed condition. I don't know that the commission's coming up with necessarily the number of units or years, so that might be something that a question might should maybe be asked of the developer during the public hearing, what's more reasonable right up front moving forward.
Well, and I think in fairness to some of the developers, too, my sense has been that up until recent, the commission's been pretty consistent with a 2-year piece. So I think some of their recommendations or proposed conditions included the 2-year because that's what the commission has been requesting. So.
Would that number be recorded somewhere so that at 50 units, I know I'm gonna buy into this deal at 50. I know I'm going to have this cup. It's recorded somewhere.
Well, it's going to be within planning and zoning's file, but then it should be on a final site plan someplace.
That would be.
Yeah. That'd be recorded on the site plan.
It's on the site plan and then
part of the condition.
Lawrence
got a condition, whatever they say.
Yeah.
How Lawrence is starting to track the projects, what he just mentioned. You have a sheet for each one. And
that's what all the amenities are.
All amenities and when they got to be done by.
Is there a performance bond that goes along with that, or?
We require a performance bond for the street and stormwater management. The administration through the council advised us to start requiring a performance bond, letter of credit, or some of that nature for the amenities.
So that could happen?
What was happening, we weren't seeing our forested buffers in some cases, and a few other things, and we're having to go back after them and get them done then.
But if a performance bond is required and it states that they have to provide these within next number of lots, and then that's hopefully would provide some.
Typically, they're done on time. 18 months is probably the best example. And the regulation that we just passed on forest buffer was 18 months, wasn't it? Without looking it up?
I think so.
I think it's 18 months.
That's the way most of the bonds are open-ended. They just say that you have to comply, so there's usually not a time limit. It's letters of credit that have some definite time period where if whatever is secured by them isn't completed within that certain amount of time, the county has the ability to demand payment on that letter of credit.
Yeah, we used to do the letters of credit. We required it to be 18 months.
Yeah.
Through the process now, through Public Works, it's kind of open.
We're working on an agreement that will cover all that, too.
Yeah, they're doing an agreement bonding or something like that. It kind of matches the agreement.
So that the bond or letter of credit matches an agreement that covers all this, including the private roads.
We used to hold the bonds. Now Public Works does, because they're in the field regularly when projects under construction, so they see what's going on. And then they look to see what the amenities are, if they're taking place, and if they have a problem, they call and let us know.
So is that something we should require in this, if we're doing the 50 units, that either be in the performance bond or elsewhere, that about the building of the amenities?
I don't know that it should necessarily be in the performance bond, because the performance bond guarantees completion of the requirements of planning and zoning in this case. So it's more open-ended than being specific to this 50-unit requirement. I think you probably should have them file an amended final site plan that has that condition on it, so that it's up record downstairs and also with planning and zoning that's a requirement.
That is noted on the subdivision plan, so it could be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the buyer's going to come in, look at a recorded plan, see a different note to what's being enforced.
So if the commission is amenable to this, then that should be part of the motion that a revised final site plan be submitted with that.
Reflecting that amended condition.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-42, Woodbridge subdivision amended condition, my motion is to grant the requested amended condition of approval, and that the condition number 9 be changed to that the amenities, including a clubhouse and swimming pool, shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development before the 50th building permit will be issued for the development. Furthermore, the developer shall submit a amended final approval, noting this amended condition number 9.
Amended final site plan.
Amended final site plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request for an amended condition for subdivision 2005-42, a Woodridge subdivision, subject to the receipt of a revised site plan that includes the condition that the amenities shall be constructed prior to the issuance of the building permit for the 50th home. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next